T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is the Fan Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. It is great to be with you once again. I am Rob Brown. Directly across from me, the Wizard of Wave, the Professor of Perfection. He is the great one. He is Lonzo. He is a wizard. How do I know? Hit me up in like 3 months when we've got back-to-back crystal trophies, because Lonzo's very good at his job.
We'll see. I'm always really nervous about that. I'm not nervous about the product, because we have an excellent product.
Well, the product's incredible.
Product, yes.
I will tell you that when we got to our turn last year, and they're like, all right, next category. And what they do is they build the suspense by telling you what the category is. And then they pull a minute of your submission for this award, and they play it to the entire room, right? And when they did it last year, they played ours, and then they played there was only one other finalist last year. They played ours, and then they played the other one. And the other one was really good from an analysis standpoint, right? Like, the guy clearly knew football.
And a seasoned veteran, well-known in the entire state of South Carolina.
Yeah, and I was like,
probably the best competition that we've ever had. So
I rolled up in there initially going, hey, listen, I know this show's good, all right? How many times have I told you guys, if you want to do what I do, you have to have an ego. It is not an option. I have told every young person that I have worked with to learn this industry, you have to have an ego, because you've got to sit behind this microphone and know, not be convinced, not think, you've got to know that you are good enough to entertain people for 3 hours just with your brain and your words, right? Anyway, they played our clip. They played the clip from our competition. And I got real nervous. I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to win. Like, I know our show's good, but we're not going to win.
By the way,
I was about to puke, Lonzo.
You know Rob is nervous because this is kind of a – I'm giving away a secret here.
Fire away.
He gets a little jittery.
Oh, yeah.
And makes a little bit of noise. And there was a lot of noise to my right, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you were on the right.
Yeah.
It was a lot of noise.
Yeah, I was major nervous. Major nervous. At one point, like, the girlfriend's got the hand on my thigh, not because she just wants to lovingly put the hand on my thigh, but to stop my leg from bouncing up and down and shaking the place. It's like, you got to chill.
And but I'm a little nervous because I'm thinking, when we win, what is Rob going to do up there?
And what did Rob do?
Dropped
a Ric Flair woo on the whole damn room.
And
That's what I did.
I should have done what I was going to do, let my hair down, and just rock and roll.
You called the shot, and then you didn't do it.
Yeah, because I was nervous.
I told the boss, I'm like, yo, if I win this thing, they hand me that trophy, I'm dropping a Ric Flair woo on this entire crowd. He's like, go for it. Go bananas.
Yeah,
so I did.
So this year, you need to say, you need to go full on Megadeth, or was it Lamb of God? Which one?
Oh no!
No, and say, can I get a Ric Flair whoop?
Oh no!
Yes,
you already know what I'm doing.
No, no, because that is the height of arrogance, and only probably like three people in the room will get it. But I'm down for it. You got to have the ring on, though.
Okay.
All right. So if you do it, I'll do it.
Done.
Yeah, it's
got
not
the
that,
scarf already.
Yeah, I don't know. I can get me one by then.
I won't say anything. I'm just gonna walk up there and look at it. I'm gonna go full MJF on it. That's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna walk up there, look at it, and walk off. No words are needed.
No matter what the theme is, now I'm getting me an MJF scarf. We're doing this.
Already got mine.
We are doing
this. Let's go.
I know you got yours. I saw it.
Let's talk NBA basketball, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? I want to go back, if you don't mind, because last night we had game number two between the Celtics and the Heat. We haven't yet broken down. We did break down game number one between the Celtics and the Heat. I would like to point out Lonzo, because I said going into this, I just think the Miami Heat are not as good as the Boston Celtics, okay? And in game one, Marcus Smart was unavailable. Last night, Marcus Smart came back, played 40 minutes, was dominant. I would like to point this out, though. There have been eight quarters of basketball thus far, right? Eight quarters of basketball. Physical comedy is so much better when the stream's up. There have been eight quarters of basketball so far, yeah? Seven of them have been won by the Miami Heat. By the Boston Celtics. One of them has been won by the Miami Heat. This series should absolutely be 0-2 Boston. Going back to Boston, by the way. It should be 0-2 Boston going back to Boston. Miami won one quarter. A one quarter, by the way, which was the worst statistical quarter of the Boston Celtics, like, all year long. There have been eight quarters of basketball. The Boston Celtics have won seven of them. They are the better basketball team. They just absolutely played like boat in one quarter, and it was big enough to cost them that game. This series should be 2-0 going back to Boston. It's 1-1 instead. Celtics in maybe five. Honestly, maybe five.
So Boston did play good defense last night, but Miami had their opportunities. Their shots just weren't dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of the defense. Part of it was that, but they had some open shots that just did not go in. So they looked a little, I don't want to say dead, but they looked a little off last night. So I'm not saying this series is over, especially since I predicted Miami to win. Just like you were worried after game one. The series is tied. We know we got, what, three more games at least, right? So this thing could go back and forth, or Miami could go to Boston and go, hey, we're done. They could do what Phoenix did in their last game. They could
just fall apart.
Yeah, they could do that, but I don't think they're going to. And both teams have had players missing. Boston got their players back last night, and Smart was
phenomenal.
Was awesome. He was.
Phenomenal.
Even with his green hair, which okay.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I wish I was cool enough to get away with that.
But you know what? It's like half commitment. It's like green highlights. I mean, if you're going to go green, I want your hair Joker green.
No.
I want it completely green. I want it to take either you shaving yourself bald or like 6 months for that stuff to grow out.
I think it's dope. I wish.
That's like he had his buddy in the locker next to him say, hey, sprinkle some of that in there.
No, I like it. I think it's a good look. I wish that I was cool enough to pull a look like that off, right? I wish I was. I'm not. I wish I was. It's dope. I like it. You know what else I like about Marcus Smart? His basketball game. Because last night, my dude, coming off a busted wheel, showed up and absolutely dominated, right? Absolutely dominated. 127-102 in a game, Lonzo, that frankly was not that close, all right? The Celtics went to their bench about the start of the fourth quarter. The Heat went to theirs about 6 minutes left in the game because it was all but done at that point. How about Jason Tatum? 27 on 8 of 13, 4 of 6 from deep. 5 boards and 5 assists to go with it. How about 24 from Marcus Smart on 8 of 22 from the floor, 5 of 12 from deep, and 12 assists to go along with 9 boards. The only starter that the Celtics left in late in the game was Marcus Smart. They wanted him to get that last assist and get his triple-double, right? Which was dumb, don't get me wrong. If the guy had not been hurt, fine, leave him in there. Let him get an assist, right? Let him bring the ball up before every time till he records that assist and gets his playoff triple-double. But he's been hurt, man. Sit him down. Don't overthink it, Beantown. Jaylen Brown, 24 and 9 of 17, 4 of 7 from deep, 2 of 2 from the stripe. 8 boards and 3 assists from him. Every Boston Celtics starter, with one exception, which was Robert Williams III, had double digits. You also got 19 off of the bench for Grant Williams. You also got 10 off of the bench from Peyton Pritchard. Miami, on the other hand, had Jimmy Buckets. He is their dude, and not much else. 14 out of Vincent, 14 out of Oladipo off the bench, but he had to go to the bench late because, I guess, an injury. Seemed like he got banged up or something late, but he had to go sit. Outside of that, not much. P.J. Tucker had 5 in 22 minutes. He got hurt. 6 for Bam Adebayo. 6 for Strus. And by the way, got crossed over by Marcus Smart so hard, I think my dude probably needed to go ahead and retire at the end of that game. Did you see what I'm talking about? Marcus Smart put that dude on ice skates and sat him down at the free throw line and then didn't even have the audacity to step back and shoot the open three. He decided to take 2 steps forward towards Strus, laying on the ground, and just shoot it right over his prone body.
Which would you rather happen to you? Would you rather be crossed over like that, or would you rather be just posterized with a dunk?
Posterized. I'd rather be posterized all day.
I agree. I think being posterized is a whole lot less embarrassing than being crossed over and just falling on you. Yeah, yeah.
Put me on a poster all day before you put me on ESPN's top 10, looking like I got wheels on the bottom of my shoes and having Marcus Smart stand over me with that shooter's hand in the air. Plus, if you cross me up like that, so there's a chance you miss the shot. And if you miss the shot, it doesn't matter, right? Nobody's going to go, oh, watch Rob Brown get crossed into another galaxy here, and then Marcus Smart misses the shot. That didn't happen.
Well, yeah, I think if I'm crossed over, get crossed over and I fall down, I think I would rather the guy make the shot. I think it's worse if they cross you over.
It's not going on the highlight reels if he misses.
Yeah, but you know.
It's not going on the highlight reels.
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that at that level you're still watching film and the guys in the locker room are going to give it to you.
Man.
And it crossed you over and missed the shot.
Keep me off the highlight reels, please. I'm begging you. 127-102 Boston wins last night. Now, Let's go back to a game 2 nights ago that we did not get a chance to speak about yesterday. Thank you, Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. 112-87 Warriors over the Mavs. I said coming into this that Dallas has the biggest problem in sports. Golden State is just better than they are. Look, it's the NBA. It's weird. Stuff goes back and forth. Teams you don't think can do and teams that you think will don't. That being said, Lonzo, you picked the Mavs in this series. I don't know if it's A, genuine, B, because I picked Golden State, and so far the best bet is whatever bet Rob didn't make, or C, your blind, irrational hatred of Steph Curry, but you picked the Mavs from that game. A 112-87 blowout at Golden State. What does Dallas do tonight to get back in the series and level it out at 1?
Well, first of all, I feel like you just went Nick Saban on me, and you doubt my sincerity. You doubt, I mean, basically like saying that I'm only doing this because first of all, Luka Doncic is awesome, and now he's got that Skyrim scar across his face.
He does, by the way.
Yeah, which is, you know.
Number one.
Cut your nails, dude.
Number one, how was that not a foul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
number one, how was that not a foul? Number
that
two.
That also is indicative of how the game was going to go, that they're not going to call stuff, even though there's visible evidence that he got fouled.
Dude.
What, did he do it to himself?
Yeah, yeah. The best part of that wasn't the foul, wasn't the look. The best part of that was after the game when the young lady on the sideline who's doing the post-game interview goes up to Luka and goes, Luka, a lot of stuff to talk about. First and foremost, though, how's your face? And Luka goes, it's good. It makes me look cool. I'm like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. When I create my player on the next edition of NBA 2K, one of the personalization options better be Luka Scar.
Yeah, because that thing's going to be there for a while. As far as Luka goes, Luka, the defense for Golden State did what they needed to do as far as that goes. He still did pretty well. But the rest of his team didn't step up.
Yeah, 20 points for Luka, 6 of 18 from the floor. Here's my problem, 3 of 10 from deep. Not the 3 of 10 from deep. It's at about 5 of the 7 he missed were not good threes. They were desperation threes because he was getting double-teamed and trapped, and nobody for Dallas was moving off the ball.
Trapped and scratched.
Yeah.
So he knows it's going to be painful. And you just got to try to muscle through that. But if the refs aren't calling, they're not calling it. So it forced him to go outside, which a lot of times he can make those shots. But the rest of the team needs to step up. And I'm still upset, and I talked to you about this off the air a little bit, about why Steph Curry gets away with the shimmy and all that kind of stuff. No one goes at him. But Luka laughs a little bit, you know, during the Phoenix series. Oh, that's what you can't do that. You can't. But Steph can do whatever he wants as he chews on his binky, doing his little, my diety's dirty. That's what that is. My diety's dirty. Someone changed my diety.
You make me so uncomfortable talking about Steph Curry.
Good.
With binkies and dieties.
Good. Don't make him mad. He'll throw that binky into the crowd.
I don't know. I kind of like the three-point shimmy with the three-point sign down.
No, no. That's a two-point shimmy because his diety needs changed.
Listen, I love Steph. Lonzo hates Steph. This series comes out. Problem is I love Luka too. By the way, if there is a player in the association that I want on my team working under the assumption that – that player is going to get it handed to him. That player is going to get beat up and wrecked every time he's down low. It might be Luka. It would be Joel Embiid, Nikolai Jokic, or Luka Doncic. Those would be the three, right? Those would be the three that if you said, listen, this guy's going to get the hell beat at him under the rack, and he's not going to get a lot of fouls called for it. I want Luka, Joel, or Jokic. Actually, not Jokic, because Jokic will lose his mind and start hucking basketballs at dudes. Jokic got kicked out in the first round because he was getting hammered without calls, and he got said, who was it that waved at him?
He looks like a bad guy from a superhero movie. Who would be on Joker's crew or
yes.
Someone. When he gets that look on his face, it's like, no.
It was Draymond Green. That's right.
Of course.
It was Draymond. Nikolai Jokic was getting hammered underneath, could not catch a foul to save his life, finally got furious, gave a what for to the ref, got bounced from the game. And Draymond Green waved goodbye to him because Draymond Green's a jerk. Hilarious, but a jerk. Anyway, game two tonight, Western Conference Finals. I got bad news for you, Alonzo. The Mavericks are going to be going back home down 0-2.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. When we predicted who would be in the finals, we didn't say how many games. And these are 7-game series. And so we'll see. I'm still going with my pick that Dallas is going to win, that they're going to somehow rally, that Draymond's going to do something stupid. One of the Splash Brothers might get injured. I don't want that to happen, by the way, but they might be. It's a possibility. They've been prone to that the last couple years.
Sure.
So I just, you know. And stop with Steph Curry being the most pure shooter in the history of basketball. That would be Larry Bird.
No.
For Steph's sure.
You know,
Larry Bird's stroke compared to Steph, no. and Larry Bird's also tough and probably a better trash talker than Steph.
Oh, definitely. Listen, he is definitely a better trash talker. He was a phenomenal player. Steph Curry. Here's the thing about Steph that drives me a little crazy. It's not, no, scratch that. Here's the thing about the way people talk about Steph Curry that drives me a little crazy. What drives me the craziest about Steph is the fact that Steph Curry has got handles. Steph Curry's got moves. Steph Curry is as likely to put you on roller skates as Marcus Smart is. Nobody ever talks about it. All they ever talk about is Steph being able to drain threes from literally anywhere on the floor. And that's right. Steph Curry is the best pure shooter in the NBA today. He may be the best pure shooter in the history of the association. The problem is that Steph Curry has got handles and he's got wheels on him, and nobody ever talks about it.
That's his own fault. When he first started out, when they talked about the people with the players with the best handles, it was him and Kyrie, and they would show him and Kyrie. But because Steph has gotten so good at the 3-point, it's taken away from the fact that he can handle the ball well.
I like that you made that Steph Curry's fault. It is Steph Curry's fault that he is so good at shooting 3-pointers that nobody else wants to talk, or nobody wants to talk about his handles. The biggest problem with the media is that you get so caught up in one thing with NBA players that we forget to, right? Draymond. We talk about Draymond as a defender, and he is. He's a great defensive player. Draymond Green has been really solid in the post this postseason.
Who's dirtier, Draymond or Dennis Rodman?
Oh, come on. Well, you know what? That is a fair question, because Rodman was strategically dirty, right?
Unless you're a cameraman, but yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man. How did that cameraman not make $1 million off of Dennis Rodman?
Now that will cause you to lose your groin.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Not lose. Have it taken from you. Sorry, honey. I know it's our wedding. I know tonight was supposed to be the big night, but Dennis Rodman.
And it may be recency bias on my part, but I'm going with Draymond as dirtier.
I'm fine with it.
Because I think he's sneakier. I think that makes you dirtier. I think if you get away with it more and you're sneakier and you're not so obvious, and then you can smile it away. Rodman didn't really smile it away. I mean, he just kind of
horrified you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did do that.
Draymond Green has that awesome smile and he just throws it up there like, hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I did do that, bro. What are you going to do about it? Draymond, on the other hand, like, Draymond took my dude out by grabbing both sides of the jersey and joking him down to the floor, but then caught him at the very last second to explain it away. Oh, what do you mean? I couldn't have done that on purpose. I caught him, didn't I? Yeah, bro. After he hit the ground. Come on, Draymond. Let me take it back to Steph Curry. Steph Curry has handles. He's got moves. Steph Curry is as good and efficient as getting to the basket as Luka Doncic in a different way. Luka will bully you to the basket, which, by the way, is why I love the guy, right? Luka will bully you to the basket and force you to collapse around him. You got two options. You collapse two or three around Luka, or he's just going to posterize you and lay up onto the glass, or you leave somebody else open by bringing three to you, and you're done. Luka's as good as getting to the glass as you want it to be. Steph is just as good, but nobody talks about it. That's the problem. And that's why the Warriors win tonight, and that's why the Warriors go back to Dallas up 2-0. This might be a sweep. This might be a sweep. I'm confident in saying. I didn't say it will. Said it might. It's not going to six. At worst, Dallas gets one at home.
You almost had me to say you want to bet, but I always lose on basketball bets. And it's Golden State. And I've learned my lesson. Never mind.
Lonzo just had flashbacks.
It was a flowery flashback.
It was a spaghetti strap. No. Holster back.
No, I think it was more like it. It was
like Sunday church
it,
lady?
It was more like a sundress type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I'm a fun person.
Yeah, of course. Fair enough. All right. I'm going Warriors in five tops. Might be a sweep, but five tops. Let's take a break. Everybody say bye to Lonzo. Bye, Lonzo.
Sadly, I must adieu.
Have fun doing whatever else you're doing. That is definitely not as fun as doing this show with me.
That is without a doubt the truth.
Oh, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is right here on the Fan Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg. And, of course, around the world on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Grab it, download it, put it on all of your digital devices, and don't miss a minute of the outstanding broadcasting that we bring you on a daily basis right here on the Fan Upstate. All right. So we got a little NBA playoff talk in there before Lonzo had to eject from the show to go run the other station because Lonzo's in charge of all of the things. But I want your thoughts. Sincerely, I want your thoughts. I want to know if you believe the Mavericks have any shot. And by the way, the phone lines are open at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E, 844-326-3663. You can also text us on the Preferred Home Services text line, which is up and running and available for you, 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, so that we can read them on the air for you. 71307 is the text line. I don't see how the Mavericks get back into the series, which is, I know it seems like a bit of an exaggeration to say when you are talking about a team that is down 1-0, right? It's not like they're getting killed right now. It's not like they're down 3. They are currently in the hole a single game, man. That is not the end of the world. But they're in the game a single hole, or in the hole a single game with zero positives to take out of game one, right? When I break down NBA games like we saw out of Dallas Golden State in round number one, one of the things that I want to do, you've heard me ask Lonzo this question many times throughout these NBA playoffs. What did you take away from that game that leads me to believe the next game is going to be any different? And in certain occasions, there are spots that I can go, okay, well, you know, they lost by 30, but the field goal percentage was just fine. It means you just need to shape up the defense a little bit and you'll be better off. Or vice versa. Yeah, they lost by 10, but they held the opponents to a 36% shooting percentage, meaning the defense was good, meaning all they've got to do is get themselves some more opportunities on the offensive side to get turned around. Go back and watch Dallas Golden State game one. Pick me a positive. Pick one. Give me one. Texter says, Mavs always have a shot with Luka if he's on fire. He looks like a beer league softball player hitting major league pitching like it's little league. I would love to say Luka on fire helps the Mavs. The problem is, even if Luka's on fire, if everybody else plays the way that they played in that last game, it doesn't matter. Luka could have dropped 60 in that game, right? Or that's not true mathematically. Luka, what did he put up in game one? 20-something? He could have doubled what he did, and they still lose that game. And by the way, probably could have done 30 because late in that game, the Warriors were able to turn to the bench and let them get some PT, some XP. Nothing, man. Nothing. So even if Luka is on fire tonight, if nobody's going to help him, it's not going to be enough. And on top of all of that, even if Luka is on fire and he does get guys helping him tonight, the Warriors are still that good, man. Right? This is the point that I made from the beginning. Sometimes the other team is just better than you are. And this is one of those occasions. The Warriors are just better than the Mavericks, top to bottom. And that's not a shame. It's not a shot at Dallas. The Warriors are better on paper than everybody who's not Brooklyn on paper. Be abundantly clear about that. The Warriors on paper are the best team in the NBA. Talent-wise, on paper, the best team in the NBA. Shocked they've only won 53. That should have been a 60. But remember, they've had injuries, right? Steph was hurt for a while. Klay was hurt for a while. And that kind of hurt. But here's the thing. Even if Luka is in fuego this evening for Dallas, even if Dorian Finney-Smith steps up and helps, it doesn't matter. Now, scratch that. It might matter. You know what it takes? It takes Dallas being perfect. And it takes the Warriors being less. That's it. It is going to take Dallas being perfect, and it's going to take the Warriors not doing that. Texter says, fan, if the Grizz can beat the Warriors a couple times, the Mavs can too. Again, I'm not arguing, but the Warriors have hit a different gear in this series, have they not? When Ja Morant in the first couple of games was going off, and I know they won one without Ja, right? They won one with and one without, is that correct? Ja Morant's a special player, first off. So's Luka. Don't disagree. I think that the Warriors in that series against the Grizz were not comfortable yet. They hadn't hit their stride. I know it's one game so far, but that Warriors team we saw in game one did not look like the same Warriors team we saw against the Grizz, right? Against the Grizz, they looked a little panicked. They looked a little uncomfortable. Against Dallas in game one, they looked like they were in complete and total control with no slowdown at all. They hit a different gear. Texter says, Warriors in five. Klay should come out hot tonight since he struggled in game one. I mean, you're not wrong either, right? The Warriors won by 30 and could have been better. Could have been better. The point that I'm making there is, the Warriors playing 90% as well as they did in game one, win tonight by 20. The Warriors playing 85% as well as they played in game one, they win tonight by 10. I don't know. And finally on the text line, fan, cue the Vince McMahon entrance. You got no chance. No chance in hell. Yeah. If Lonzo wanted that bet. In fact, I got to tell you, I already went and I looked up the I looked up the spread. I looked up the lines on tonight's game. It does not look good for the Mavs. Does not look good for the Mavs. If you go look up the odds right now, let me pull them back up since I switched computers. Picking the money line, which is just straight up winner, right? Straight up winner. The Warriors are minus 250. Minus 250. They are 2.5 to 1, dude. 2.5 to 1 favorites to win this. The Mavericks are plus 210. They are worse than 2 to 1 underdogs. The spread? -6.5. So they got it marked as a close game, but it's very clear that Las Vegas is feeling Golden State to go ahead and take a two-game advantage back to the Big D, and I do mean Dallas. Anyway, I got to tell you, I'm sorry to tell you, I really like Luka Doncic. I really like the Mavs. I really like that team. I think that team's got a future. However, that future starts later. Because the Warriors right now are just better. Texture says game one against Memphis was Steph's first game back from injury. That's a great point. That's a great point. Well, like I said, the Mavericks are on a different gear now, and that's part of the reason why. Steph was out for a hot minute because of a busted wheel. He came back. It took the Warriors some time to get going. But would they do at the end of the Grizzly series? Go ahead and put him on him. Go ahead and put it on him to end that series. Now they came out against Dallas, white hot. Steph is himself again. Y'all, the Dallas Mavericks are in trouble. There's no escaping that. They're going in the hole 0-2 tonight, and they're going back to Dallas down 0-2. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number two. We may get more into the Jimbo v. Saban thing in the third hour. We'll see. Because some of you guys have hit me on the text line about it. Let's take a break. We're back after this. My name is Rob Brown. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on The Fan Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, putting a bow on hour number two, coming up in hour number three. I have most definitely picked a side in the Saban v. Fisher feud. I have definitely picked a side, and it was an easy side to pick, if we're being honest. I said this earlier in the show, and I'm going to go into a little bit more detail coming up in the next hour, but it basically comes down to this. I think that Nick Saban kind of overstepped a little bit, right? I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't think he did anything wrong, but I think he just overstepped. I think he is reacting to some degree. And I think he's reacting because, as I mentioned yesterday, the status quo of college football has been upset, and he doesn't like it. Now, it's not going to impact him. He's still going to be fine because he's Nick Saban. But the status quo of college football has been upset, and therefore Nick Saban's got to do a bunch more work, and therefore Nick Saban's upset. And he decided to take that out on Jimbo Fisher, which is fine. Jimbo Fisher's school recruiting class is absolutely, entirely, and without a doubt, the illustration of what it looks like when your school kicks ass at NIL. Because Texas A&M kicked ass at NIL and ended up with a great recruiting class. 100%. And because they did that, and Nick Saban did not, Nick Saban has now got to make a run at them to try to stand out a little bit. And for the record, it worked, right? Now, I'm going to tell you what comes next. And I'm going to tell you what comes next. Aside from on the football field, I'm going to tell you what comes next off of it. Watch. We have seen schools like South Carolina, for instance, that have over the last couple of years, scratch that, months, hadn't been years for NIL, but over the last couple of months have created these NIL organizations, right? Jimbo Fisher said that in his press conference yesterday. Set up these NIL organizations that are designed to organize and optimize NIL chances for athletes. And let's be honest about it, for football players, maybe basketball players, right? Of course. Of course. Texas A&M figured out how to do that and do it in a way that generated this ridiculous amount of attention to recruits. Boosters in places like Alabama, under Nick Saban, are going to start copying the model. And in a year or two, Nick Saban will also have a recruiting class like Jimbo Fisher's, built like Jimbo Fisher's, because the NIL offers coming out of Tuscaloosa are ridiculous. Watch. Watch. It is inevitable. It is only a matter of time. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. So we'll take another look. We'll go a little bit deeper. Again, I don't want to make the whole show about that. I got some other stories I want to get into. Stanley Cup update. Carolina Hurricanes, I was supposed to get into their OT winner from two nights ago yesterday, but thanks to Jimbo and Nick, could not get into that. So we'll get into that coming up in the next hour. I want to get into the Pac-12. Again, was going to talk yesterday about the fact that they have scrapped divisions inside the Pac-12. Divisions es no más amongst that conference. I want to talk a little bit about why and what that means. What's going to happen with the rest of college football? Will they follow suit? I got that coming up in the next hour. And one baseball player signed to the Yankees who has blown his opportunity. It's a really sad story, and it is a cautionary tale to young athletes. Try to fit that in as well. My name is Rob Brown, flying solo with you today. But I don't mind. I'm Rob. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show. This is The Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!